Welcome back, or welcome to the Daily Driver Podcast. The purpose here, it's pretty straightforward. In the next 10 minutes max, I'm going to share a story, an experience, perhaps an idea that I hope will help you become a little bit better racer today. I'm Luke Bogacki, and this is the Daily Driver. Most of us, in any pursuit, cast a weary eye toward nerves. The cultural connotation is that when we're nervous, it's because we're unprepared, uncertain. And when we're unprepared and uncertain, we rarely perform at our peak. Let's flip that a bit, because I think it's possible to be both confident and nervous. In any pursuit, certainly in racing. And in that light, I'd like to challenge you to think about those nerves in a little bit different light. When I strap in for a big round and I feel the butterflies in my stomach, I think that's inevitable. At least it is in my experience. When I feel those butterflies, I don't grimace. I don't get a sense of dread. I don't try to push them away. Those feelings don't mean that I'm going to fail or crumble or not perform at my best. No, what they mean is that I care. And there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I would go so far as to say that if I didn't care, what the hell am I doing strapping on the helmet in the first place? Even more than not worrying about squashing these nerves or pushing them away, which, by the way, I personally find nearly impossible, I would go so far as to suggest leaning into the nervous, embracing it. I didn't always think about it in these terms, but I've reached a point in my own racing that the nervousness is actually the reason why I race. I want to feel that. I want to stage four rounds that make me feel that. That doesn't mean that I'll win. It doesn't mean that I'll perform. It just means that I am confident that I've put in the work. I mean, it's been my whole life for 3+ decades. If I'm not prepared, I'm probably never going to be prepared. The time is now. I am ready for this moment, and I'm excited to see how it plays out, to see what happens next, win or lose. These are the moments that I'm going to be telling my grandbabies about someday. But don't take my word for this. Here's how two of the greatest competitors of their generation framed nerves. First, the Golden Bear. 18-time major golf champion Jack Nicklaus, who said, quote, "I don't know how you play well unless you're nervous. Nowadays, I don't get nervous unless I'm in a major and in a position to win. If I could only learn to concentrate when I'm not nervous so I could get in position to win, then I'd be fine." End quote. Again, that's Jack Nicklaus in his heyday. On a similar peak in his own sports history, about 15-time major tennis champ, Pete Sampras, who said, quote, "There are two kinds of nervous in tennis. Bad nervous, which can make you freeze up, play an inhibited game, or choke. And a good nervous, which is a sign that the match you're about to play really means a lot to you. A sign that you can't wait to get out there and mix it up with your opponent, even if you're not guaranteed to win."